Oh, we've got the music back for Joe. How about that? That's going to make him very happy. Joe Hagemiller is with us, Michigan Tech Cross Country. Down at the Spartan Invite this past weekend. Some pretty good performances. Good morning, Joe. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
That's good. Well, let's talk about this last weekend down in East Lansing.
We had some people that were very competitive. Michigan State wasn't keeping team scores. We're pretty far from Lansing. I think they didn't want to get beat by any Division II teams, so they have stopped keeping score.
I mean, is that true? Are you saying that with tongue in cheek, or do you really kind of believe that?
I very much believe it.
That's awesome.
We had some athletes running very competitive. So Sophia Farquhar and Liz Block have been just running great for us on the women's side. And Andrea Lee did not come down with us. She trained through the weekend. She'll also be running with those other two women. And then on the guys' side, we had four guys that were really solid. Three more guys that were really battling hard. So it was... It was good to see the competitiveness that we had. There were a lot of very good GLIAC teams there, so it was good to see the competition for us.
Joe, when we looked at the results there, obviously, it was like 1 second for every place there, through the middle of the pack. So, you're 10 seconds slower. You're at least 10 places, maybe farther back in the standings. Real competitive race with a lot of runners packed in a very tight bunch.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I was standing at the 1K mark, and as the runners would come by, the whole ground was shaking, and it felt like you were in an earthquake or something. it's really good for us to get in these kind of meets where – you're running and you just got to make sure you don't get spiked and get elbowed and make sure that you're holding your ground a little bit and maybe throw an elbow if you need to. I'm not telling the guys to, but something they got to kind of figure out on their own. It's definitely a little bit. It's quite a bit different than going down to NMU and us NMU and Lake State racing each other to all of a sudden be dropped in. And, Michigan State's got the defending national champions with the women's team in Division I. And the men's teams that we were facing there were definitely legit as well.
How important is it to see some, GLIAC teams, like Grand Valley and, Hillsdale, those type of teams down there in a competition before you actually see them in the conference meet?
Well, I think it's real important for us to get a chance to race against those teams some so that it takes away the unknown as we're going into the conference meet. It gives us a chance to have an idea of what to expect and should give us some confidence that, okay, this is where we are, and if we improve this little bit, this is where we can be.
How about what do you got coming up? I know you're off this weekend. What will you guys do to train and get ready for the next one?
Well, we've been going every weekend in a row here from when we scrimmaged right through last weekend, so that was 4 weeks straight. Some people will take this week maybe a little bit less for training to try to recover from that if they're feeling like they really have taxed their system. And others will increase the volume this week to get in some training so that we can make it a little further into October and November.
Joe, how's the weather affected the training? It's been beautiful weather for those who like nice hot weather, but has it hindered at all the training?
I mean, it has had us a bit more conservative with what we're doing, and we'll kind of shut down the workout maybe one work bout before we might have normally. But we're still able to do the same workouts that we've been doing, so that's what's important. Hopefully we have, continue to have some nice days where, there's nothing worse than going out in about 40 degrees and rain. That's no fun to train in at all.
True.
So we'll take a little bit unseasonably warm over 40 and rain right now.
Joe Hagenmiller with us. Joe, thanks for your time. A week off, then you head to the Blue Gold Invitational in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and that'll be October 2nd. So enjoy the week off, Joe. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Hagenmiller, head coach of the cross-country teams over at Michigan Tech. And again, run a reminder, the Michigan Tech hockey team picked second and third in the media and coaches poll, the WCHA, that came out yesterday, kind of where everybody thought it was a little, you know, my pick was I thought Fairbanks would be a little bit higher than they were. Other than that, almost everything was kind of where I was thinking too.
Yeah, right, and right there, and only 1 point back, right, in the coaches poll,
right.
So it wasn't like we were, yeah. So yeah, it's about that time. I know people are just fired up for the season and to see those guys back out there. We've got a great team coming back, and looking forward to seeing the hockey team get in action. And hard to believe that we're already at that point. The off season is over. We are here, and pretty much everybody's back in action at some level. Dirk, all of our teams, whether it's fall, winter, even our spring teams, I'm sure are doing workouts as well. So it's that time of year, and looking forward to a great weekend. Don't forget to come out for volleyball and football this weekend.
Yeah, huge weekend for volleyball and football, and tickets are on sale. And remember, go to the Michigan Tech Huskies website. Everything's always laid out right there, very up to date, very easy to navigate through, and it keeps you updated on all the Michigan Tech sports. That's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. It's every Tuesday morning at 7:30. You can also access it on demand free at the Michigan Tech website, michigantechhuskies.com.